the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Food and Drug Administration is taking steps to try and ensure imported food meets the same safety standards as those in the U.S. In a speech at the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Winter Policy Conference, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb addressed the issue as well as implementation of the Produce Safety Rule in the Food Safety Modernization Act. According to AgriPulse, some of the produce requirements are kicking in for large farms, but the FDA delayed implementing ag water requirements to review the water's standards. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has announced the dates and location for its 2018 Latin American Product Showcase. This highly successful event brings U.S. red meat exporters together with key buyers from Central America, South America, and the Caribbean. This year's showcase will be held June 27th and 28th in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. The USMEF's Elizabeth Wunderlich says the buyers are excited to have the showcase held in the Caribbean region for the first time, adding these buyers can be an important audience for its trading company members. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has unveiled Farmers.gov, the new interactive one-stop website for producers maintained by the USDA. Farmers.gov is now live, but will have multiple features added in the coming months to allow agricultural producers to make appointments with USDA offices, file forms, and apply for USDA programs. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.